Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yay! Hey, hanging, girl.
Do I even need to say who it is? Listeners, here's your clue. Happy hour. Judy Tenuta, comedy legend, is here.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie.
First of all, we heard a little accordion and then, oh.
Yeah. She didn't have to ring the doorbell.
It seems redundant to say Judy Tenuta's here.
That is my doorbell. Oh.
That's how I knew, because normally you yelled up to me.
I did yell up to you. You just ignored me.
No, but I knew because I heard, oh. And then a little accordion. And then I heard a little beep.
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
Hi. How are you? I have to thank you for your wonderful Christmas party. I wish everyone could have been there, but suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suffer bitches.
Yeah, that's right, bitches.
You were just a bunch of just comedy legends floating around. You, Lily Tomlin, Elaine Boozler, you name
great.
It. Just floating about.
It was awesome. So much fun.
Judy Tenuta floats like a goddess. Mm-hmm. She doesn't walk on this earth.
Well, that's very sweet to say, but I'm actually very clumsy. I'm not kidding.
Me too.
Wait a minute.
Me too.
Look at the shoes.
What?
I have to wear... Yeah.
Are those orthopedic, or are they just big clunky sneakers?
Oh, nice. Yes, can I please change your bedpan?
Yes, I might need that.
No.
Yeah.
These are just, I don't know.
All right. They're fantastic. They're chunky.
They're chunky, and they're very comfy.
That's how I like my sneakers and my peanut butter.
Yeah, chunky.
Right?
Oh,
what?
Me too. I gotta have chunky.
All right. What are you drinking? What are we drinking? I'm drinking my usual wine. What is this you've concocted?
Travis made it.
We're calling this a cucumber dilettante.
Mm.
Ivanka Trump would drink it if she had class.
Wow. What's in it?
It's cucumber mint vodka, a little elderflower liqueur, muddled cucumber and lime, and soda.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
You can drink it, or you can put it on your face to keep excess oil off.
Yeah.
It's
okay,
toner.
Fantastic. Thank you.
We love it.
Thank you.
It's dual purpose.
Gay men like their facial products.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Including sperm mask.
Yes.
What? Judy, here's my point. We need extra liquor this week because this was State of the Union week, and we had to... listen to that orange motherfucker for an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, I loved Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy.
Though. Did we just love her?
She made everything better.
And then doing the clap, crossword.
The fuck you clap.
Oh, I know.
With the papers. I just loved it.
Doing some paperwork.
When she started doing a Sudoku.
I'm a boss. I got some shit to do. Go ahead. You keep talking.
You keep squawking, bitch. Now, what a dick. I mean, you could tell. It's even bad when you see malaria over there.
Right.
Oh, yes. I guess he's speaking.
Melanoma.
Yeah. I guess he's speaking, but I can't worry about it.
Oh, my God. Did you see that one picture of her? She looked like one of the velociraptors. She was like, and someone tweeted, well, Melania looks relaxed and comfortable.
She's been using the same toner or bronzer that he is. They've become the same color.
Yeah, she's
the jeans too.
She's orange now. She's orange brown. Orange brown.
Yeah. Of all the lies that came out of the White House, seriously, the whole it's good jeans.
His
color.
Oh my!
Did you hear that?
What did he say? Oh, he's
Sarah White Sanders House. Said his good jeans are a result of his tan. Year round tan is a result of good jeans.
Yeah.
Good jeans.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And meanwhile, what was the picture in the wind? I love pictures of him in the wind.
Because then the comb over is flying.
Right,
off,
but you also get
like
to see the line in the whatever it is, tanner or
he
tanning bed or spray or whatever
it is.
Because
when you do those things, you have to put on like one of those hairnet type things. So there is going to be a line.
Listen, I understand because we have to find my high school prom picture because I did Band de Soleil, remember? Because I was the little Catholic girl from Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And so I needed to have a tan in the winter. And so I did that. And I was orange. And I also had horrible hair. I had a home perm.
Oh, yeah. I had those when I was like 7. My mom was like,
Your mother gave you perms at 7?
Was
she child trafficking you
Catholic,
to make money?
Catholic, we have to suffer, you know.
Oh, I thought maybe you were a little pet. You were like a little JonBenet or something. Like a little pageant girl.
No.
Perms at 7?
Maybe I was 8. Right. But wait, speaking of children.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Judy
has something in her bag.
I haven't been here for a while.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And part of the reason
Oh, Jesus. What is that? It's creepy already.
I had a baby. And I had a daughter.
That's a creepy Judy Tenuta doll that you just pulled out of your bag. For those of us that most people only listen on audio.
This is why they don't go for cloning.
Yeah.
But look at her.
Wow, that's creepy. Okay.
Hi. Yeah. Wow. But this is Judy Jr.
Okay.
Somebody gave it to me.
Judy, I'm concerned for you.
I know I am too, but when you get things.
Are you doing a puppet act now or is this just your.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
This is my.
All right. Daughter.
This makes my sex robot story that I have in front of me right now seem more relevant.
Yeah, that does make the people that sell the used sex robots not seem as creepy.
Oh, yeah. Well, although, those look really real. You could tell that my daughter isn't. Anyway, we'll put her...
Okay. All right, honey. I think that's...
Nap time? Huh? It's nap time.
Yeah, she has
Mommy
to take
needs
it
a drink.
Nobody
yeah.
be scared of it. Oh. Aunt Judy hasn't had her medicine yet. It's okay.
My medicine is
cucumber and mint flavored.
Yeah,
I can't get my box to turn off. What's happening?
I love that scary music.
Okay, wait. Okay, I don't
it's
know what
the poltergeist.
I can't. My box is stuck, Sean. I don't know what's happening? Okay, it's fine now.
Is that the?
It's not the first time she said that to Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, my box is stuck.
All right. Yeah. I mean, how much of a boss was Nancy Pelosi?
Oh, so I just.
I mean,
loved
the
her.
Clap, but the fuck you clap was
oh, my
just.
God.
Right, it's just like, oh, look at you! You made a big poo.
But
good.
Good. Right in his face.
Who made a big boy poo?
I do that every time she lands a hard break on the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh
good.
My God! But I love this.
The patronizing clap.
This is like the seal clap. You know, it's like it was great. Like he's a seal, which he is. You know.
Right.
Yes.
But, you know, he's like a circus.
More like a walrus.
He is a circus walrus.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know people are starting to like say the same tics that bother me.
Oh.
When he does an interview and they say something true and he goes, excuse me.
Oh.
And then he interrupts like that. Like he says, like he's being polite. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Right.
And what about, I haven't seen, you know, I think malaria has been ghosting us. I don't see her that much.
Really? Do you feel like the relationship is less than warm? Is that what are you implying?
No, I'm implying that there's no first lady. The only time she's a first lady is when she can copy whatever Michelle Obama said.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So she lost the Michelle Obama script, obviously.
Listen, I know there's a lot of blackface controversy, but I would not be surprised if, She went extra far with the Tanner to be exactly.
Republicans like, don't mind it. It's only Democrats that are offended.
That's it. That's why she's extra tan right now. She's no, really.
Yes, yes.
She's got a wrong mix.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what she's trying to do. Yeah. I'm sure she's trying to escape, though. But, yeah. You know.
Do you think there's some tunneling going on? She's like, she saw the tunnel under where Trump wants to build his wall.
Oh.
To Mexico. And she's like, oh.
Baron, come.
Is that, I'd be best if Baron and I can make one. Baron, stop.
Be best.
Oh, be yeah. best if you took some digging classes.
Be best. Yeah.
Be
I don't,
best.
I don't really care. Okay. Great. Great.
Do you think someone's fucking with her? Because you know that's not proper grammar.
Oh, of course not. Yeah.
Should well, it be the best? No, no, no. Just be best.
I'm sure when she
be
said,
best.
I'm sure when she said be best, some assistant went.
Yes, clap, clap, clap. Yes, good.
Yes, good, Melania.
You get your sandwich that you get once a decade.
Here. Oh, my God.
Here.
A leaf of spinach.
I was deciding that I think I might go to D.C. because I am going to saddle up Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think I
she
need to
She looks already
ride
rode hard and put up wet.
Doesn't she? She's,
yeah.
She's not. Yeah, I'm going to ride her around the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
I think that'll be good.
I think that would be.
Yeah. Party, 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 yeah. Party, party. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
time. It's time to party here with Stephanie and Travis and
Sean.
Sean. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't forget. Okay.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm not into rhymes right now.
Yeah,
so.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's a new.
In the age of Trump, we don't get to
that's
rhyme.
That's so done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like she's been doing a little, you know, just a little. I'm just saying hitting the vittles and the moonshine a little extra hard. Mm. It's a little stress eating and something, right? Don't you think?
Yes.
Like that one eye, that spinny eye. The spinny eye is a little spinnier than usual. It's a little.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're talking about Huckabee.
Yeah, Sarah Huckabag. Yeah. That's her eye. That's Sarah, her eye that's trying to escape.
Sarah Suckabeast.
Yes.
I don't
yeah.
know. I
Sandbag,
don't know.
Whatever.
She's got
okay.
a lot of names.
And you can say them all on this show because there's no FCC.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Well,
yeah.
Are we allowed to say
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I feel like
oh,
you
Oh, fuck. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Let it out.
Oh, it's
let
fantastic.
Out, girl.
Oh, no. The goddess cannot say that. No.
It could happen. It could.
Yes, it did.
And there's audio and video to prove it.
Yeah.
I know.
No, I feel like. How can you not swear? This is the non-FCC version of the happy hour when we drink and swear and talk shit about Donald Trump. Because how can you not?
Well, yeah. And here's the thing. Can we start to have a definition up for impeachment? Because what is this troglodyte? I mean, he is not upholding the Constitution.
Troglodyte.
Right?
The word of the day.
Troglodyte. He's a troglodyte. He's a troglodyte. He's a beast. He needs to be put to sleep. I mean, we know that.
Hello, Secret Service. This was just a satirical Judy Tenuta song.
Yeah. Put to sleep. He needs put nap time.
Nap,
that's
nap.
That's what he meant.
He's had too many Diet Cokes.
Yes.
He's like caffeinated
yes.
up.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love He's it that he eats. What is he?
Adderall.
Doesn't he eat cheeseburgers in bed or something?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Cheeseburgers and Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it so clear that it's Adderall or something? Like
he's doing
just,
lines of Adderall
nobody,
Russian hooker tits.
See, here's what I'm scared of, though. If we get him out, then comes
yeah.
Pence.
Well, you know, Sean Kaminsky will tell you that
Mike Pence is up to his albino eyebrows in this,
right?
You could take lessons from him with your puppet. Because did you see his lips move? Did you see his lips move?
You're right.
No. I didn't see that.
You're right.
I haven't trained
you're
better
right.
than your creepy little puppet
oh,
child.
You don't like? Well, it was
no.
A,
oh no,
it,
I like it.
No,
I like it, Judy.
She was a gift.
Seems yeah.
She was a gift.
That seems totally normal.
People, you come on, Stephanie. You're not used to getting some weird gifts.
Oh yes, she does.
Oh,
okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's.
That's
name
when we closed
your
down
weird,
the PO box.
What is your weirdest gift? You have to have one. Your weirdest.
Oh, a guy in prison did send me a drawing of myself, and I'm a very busty blonde, and I'm sort of reclining over a cliff almost or something.
Oh, that's sweet. So
it was laminated too.
Yeah, he wants you to be blonde and
yes,
and jumping off a cliff.
Right.
Him. Yeah. That's nice. Okay. Well, as long as he does. Oh, bless you.
I'm
bless
fine.
You.
I'm fine. Okay.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Cheers. We need a drink.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, let's
yeah,
do
come
it.
Come on. Come on.
Clink, clink.
That's
clink,
right, Davis. Okay. Clink it. Clink it.
Oh
yeah, we got
God. I know, because normally even I only watch clips of Trump. Having to watch him an hour, almost an hour and a half was just.
Oh. It was worse than my nephew's bar mitzvah. And I'm not even Jewish, but, you know, I'm Catholic. But
it's really bad. It's a bad bar mitzvah.
Yeah, yeah.
A priest did it, I assume, which is really weird.
Which is really the worst. Yeah, you don't really want a priest doing that. Oh, no. The priests have done enough, we know.
Yeah, they've
Oh, my God.
Yes.
We don't need them doing with the young boys.
Because we've talked about this. You're born in Oak Park, which ironically, as we've said, the only thing you can't do in Oak Park is park. There's no parking.
Do you know how many times I've been towed away in front of my, when I used to live there?
I got an accordion on that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. No parking in Oak Park. Okay.
It's just,
I forgot that you have, you were also Catholic like me, but Polish mom, me too.
Yeah.
Italian. Oh, yeah. I'm one of your siblings.
Yeah.
not that Polish mom, different one.
You're 23andMe could turn up some fun
stuff. Yeah, wow. Wouldn't that be great if I'm related to Judy? Okay. Yeah. And an Italian father.
Yes.
And, but nine siblings. Nine? One of nine.
Yes, one of nine.
Wow.
So that's why I didn't even get to hear myself speak until after I graduated high school. So then
you
had to
move out.
Yeah, yeah. And going to Catholic.
That's why you've been talking ever since.
Yeah, exactly. Because, in Catholic school, you have to shut the hell up or the nun bitch slaps you with the ruler. You know that. 12 years of that. So, but I have to say, they were nice to me. They were not mean to me because, I'm a delicate flower.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't
hide.
Flower. I don't hide the beast in me until someone.
Right.
Until a predator tries to possess me.
You are obviously a goddess and a petite flower until.
A predator. He tries to possess me. No, no, you cannot possess me. No, no, stop it, bitch.
That's taking me back to some of your old specials that I watched when I was a teenager.
Yeah, you cannot. I don't know. Is that good?
All right, wait, let's talk about this because we talked about this on the air today. About this whole blackface scandal and yada, yada.
Okay, by the way.
In 1994, you were nominated for your first Grammy for your comedy CD, Butt Pirates. And lesbitarians. Could you do that today?
No.
We were saying, this is what's happening. I was talking about Don Rickles. You're the perfect person, because in your Wikipedia, Judy's noted for her brash onstage persona and insult comedy.
I don't think I'm insult comedy.
Well, brash, I would say.
Yeah, brash.
But isn't that true? That it is like you couldn't get away. Don Rickles was nonstop, like racial slurs and...
Mm-hmm. Constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so...
But, they love Lisa Lampanelli, who was like the regeneration kind of him. And so, I mean, although I don't know, didn't she just decide to just do speeches now?
I don't know what she's doing now.
Well, anyway, but here's the thing. You know, she's very much like that.
Right.
And they flock to her.
Right.
I know a lot of gays that love her and... Mm-hmm. You know.
A lot of gays love you.
I love the gays.
But that's what I'm saying. So you did it. There's an album that you got a Grammy called Butt Pirates, but you go, can you get away with that today?
Never.
Even though like everyone knows you're pro-gay and you have a huge gay following, but...
No.
Like, I mean, where do you come down? Because Bill Maher always says this. Like, we're too politically correct now and everybody, you know...
Oh, it is. It's just beyond... But also, may I just say, I was very surprised that I got nominated for that. Right. My lawyer called me and goes, I don't know, is this right? You just got
let me speak for all of us when I say yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is right.
Yeah, well, I was very excited, but I was so excited because that year Hillary Clinton was at the Grammys and I was just so excited that I thought, oh my God, I would just love it if I could win so she could announce. And for her album, Butt Pirates and Lesbitarians.
It could happen.
It could happen.
And it has happened.
Those are dreams. Wait, didn't she have to read off the list of nominees at least?
I can't remember. That was I just was so excited.
You can get copies of that. If you can get some audio of that, we could edit that together and make it happen.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, but she was there. And also, you know who else was there? Michael and the other, I always get them. Janet. Michael and Janet.
Oh, Jackson.
And you couldn't tell. Speaking
Was he in blackface?
He'd gone back to his
natural. Or his usual whiteface.
No, it was the 90s. It was white.
Come on.
He was, he was definitely beige that day.
No, my dad used to confuse Michael and Janet. The first time, I remember watching one of the AMAs, and my dad walked in, and Janet's up there singing Escapade, and my dad goes, is Michael doing drag now? And I was like, that's Janet. He's like, little Janet Jackson? I'm like, yes, Dad.
Wasn't he always doing drag? I don't know. But, you know.
Okay, so,
but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, but you're the perfect person to have this conversation with that you know, because first of all, we all did dumb shit in high school. Have like inappropriate pictures, or probably you and I probably did. God knows how many inappropriate jokes or skits or whatever the fuck we did back then, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was imitating a TSA agent, and so you know, for one little bit that I have on my YouTube. And it's like, you better get over here, girl. You know, and I'm sure I could be crucified for that.
Right.
I don't know.
For imitating a black woman. But no.
That's how they talk to me.
Yeah.
Right. No, and that's, I know. I mean, but that's why I think it's such an interesting conversation, because you're, as we joke about, like, your album's Butt Pirates, but again, does it matter that we know that you're really pro-gay and you have a huge gay following and people know the difference between things said in love and joking. Yeah. And
well,
I'm sorry, most of these Republicans who are really racist.
Oh.
And it's really like sort of horrible racist stuff that's not meant in jest, even 30 years ago.
Horrible, racist, and gun-toting and ready to kill anyone not white and blue-eyed.
Right. Right. I mean, we used to joke about the show that we're like, theoretically, we should appeal to no one because I am too liberal for conservatives and too politically incorrect for liberals. So we've been on the air for 15 years.
No, but
theoretically,
this
appeals to no one.
No,
so, right.
But no, but listen.
That's hard to do. That's hard to do.
No, but there's a lot of people like us who are like in this quandary about, what can I can't say anything now.
Right.
So let's talk about it, because we can talk about it. This is like the safe place to talk about it.
It is your safe place. Show us on the doll where it wasn't safe. Oh, no. Oh, God, I brought up the doll. Oh, Jesus, Sean.
But as you say that, she sticks her hand up her hoo-ha.
I brought up the doll, and now it's out again. It's creepy eyes and its mouth. Oh, Jesus.
I love you. Wait.
Do you think Mike Pence has a Trump doll that he does that to every night?
I don't even know what that doll. doll is terrifying.
Wait, Stephanie.
Okay, you're a horrible ventriloquist. Stop that.
I am, but it's how my daughter look at, she's talking now with that. It's just.
I'm sorry, did you say daughter? I forgot. Did you procreate?
No, I don't.
That's
what I thought. Oh, that's your daughter. You're referring to the creepy doll.
At her. She's Woody Allen's daughter. I got some of the sperm. No,
what?
I okay. Well, you know, he's got sperm laying
wrong
in
too. That seemed wrong too. Whatever you meant by that.
I can't say that, right?
Okay. You can say whatever you want.
I think it may be. She's
allegedly.
She's from a sperm bank.
Yeah.
So who knows?
But isn't it just a weird conversation we're having now between the fucking pussy grabber in chief, who's been credibly accused by 17 women, including his first wife, of rape?
Right.
Yeah. And then took it back after there was a prenup settlement. And I they are just openly, virulently racist. And so now we're playing this game, right, of false equivalence of, you know.
Although, did you hear the latest out of Virginia?
What?
Let's just say WTF Virginia.
Oh, but first, yes. Can we reboot Virginia? Just unplug it and plug it back in.
Like, Florida is looking at Virginia saying, give me back my weave.
Right.
It's like, what is going, because, okay, so.
But it's a Republican head of the state legislature.
Who's fourth in line.
Who what?
Who's fourth in line.
Yes.
So the top four.
Who edited these
racist
yearbooks, then put all these pictures in there. You're like, really, motherfucker, you're going to play this game? So, all right, we got to have all three of our people resign, right?
Oh,
I mean, it's...
Oh,
if they have to go, he has to go.
Yeah.
So,
well, at least Democrats are... And the lieutenant governor that's been accused of sexual harassment, at least Democrats like Kamala Harris are saying, you know, give him due process. Because Al Franken didn't get due process.
No, he did not.
Right?
No, he did not.
I you know, Judy, I don't mean to say there's a different line for comedians, but I'm like, what I saw in that picture is a goofy comedian picture doing a USO tour.
Yes.
I just was like,
you're honk, honk.
Yeah.
He wasn't even touching her, whatever the other things were, like, oh, he was handsy during photo ops. I'm like, really?
No, it just goes back to what you said. You cannot do anything now. You cannot.
Oh my God! Do you know how many people at Sexy Liberals could sue me for being handsy during photo ops? I mean,
you saw Jane Fonda fill the gun show over here with me.
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
She went right in.
Yeah.
She said, can I touch those? She did ask permission, and I said yes.
Yes.
Oh,
well,
that's
Beverly
kinda...
D'Angelo asked me if she can kiss me, and I said yes, Mrs. Griswold. Yeah.
Did she really?
Jane Fonda.
Wow.
I'm bragging about that for the rest of my
life.
You
better brag about it. Jane Fonda was here.
By the way, By the way, we should just stipulate the answer is always yes at the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes.
Can we touch you? Can we kiss you? Yes.
Yes, the answer and is yes. It's just like yes, improv.
Yes, it's improv it here. It's there's like no improv. Sexual harassment does not exist at the Stephanie Miller Show. It is always yes.
Wait,
and.
Do you have a new safe word?
Yes, and would you like to also stick your tongue in my ear, which I did to you.
And my husband.
When I first met you and your husband. There's that story today about the woman with, licking the face. I'm like, wow, what a pussy. What, go in for the ear,
get
man.
In, get
wait,
in that
who
ear.
Licked the face? What was this?
It's a woman in Florida. Shocker.
Why is everything a woman from in Florida? You know it's bad when you can't even have a kid that's not eaten by an alligator.
Right.
You know, you yeah. pop out the kid.
Or had their face eaten by someone on bath salts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. You almost broke our table. That was good. Thank you. Oh, no, that's fantastic.
I'm so sorry.
No, but it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is. And of course, I have relatives living there, so that's scary, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, Yeah. Yeah, we don't talk.
All right. Well, anyway, but yeah, that's just foreplay here at our show.
Yeah.
Face licking. That's just a way to face circle licking. The airport
that's like,
before you.
How do you do?
Before you land in the air. Do you like a little ear tongue action? A little bit. Yeah, with ear, the right person.
I like the ear thing. I think. I think I like the. I don't know. I don't know about licking my face.
Yeah, licking the face.
Yeah.
Is
now that's what I'm saying. I feel like you need to land in the ear. You can't just like. That's a little weird.
Maybe she just had bad aim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she's trying to find the ear. And
she was trying to be on a Saturday Night Live skit. Because you see, they're doing a lot of face licking on there lately.
I hear all the kids are doing it. Hey, Sean, what's up with that?
Sean.
Are all the kids face licking?
What's going on?
Or butt slamming?
We just put them on the spot.
I'm 32. I don't know what the
what
kids
about
are doing.
Butt lick? Oh, I'm sorry.
He's like, I hate when all the old people ask me shit. I mean, I don't know. Fucking Google it, grampies and grandmas.
I love Google. I'm sorry. That's
is
bad.
It the top box mom, at the top or the
my
box
96
the
year
Google?
Old mom said that to me today.
Your mom is 96.
Well, she broke her hip. I was just there last weekend, like visiting her in the rehab center, and Mike, her therapist guy.
Yeah,
that I knew. She's like, oh, Steffi, he did the thing where you find out about people. I was like, Google was like a game show. I was like, Google, mom, Google. Yes. I said, computer, something with computer. She's like, oh, yes, computer, yes.
But she's 96.
Anyway, Steffi, he had very nice things to say about you. He knows who you are. I was like, ooh, all right. Because my mom's right wing. I was like, oh, okay, good. Well, Mike's a liberal.
Yeah, but
party.
What's great is that she still knows who you are.
Yes.
You know, no, really. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite is my mom gives me news updates. Literally, I have a text from my mom today at 10 o'clock saying, now the idiot's calling it presidential harassment. I'm like, yeah, mom, that happened yesterday. But just keep
that's like the guy that owns the show that always gives us news from like 3 weeks ago.
We should connect them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him to text your mom about news that he thinks that we're not, like,
covered,
that we have no access to.
Yeah.
News. Okay.
And what about.
It didn't happen until it shows up on The View.
Oh.
Mom's work.
I don't see that.
My mom
anymore.
Didn't believe me there was an earthquake in California in 1994 until Katie Couric told her on the Today Show. I called her right when it happened. I'm like, Mom, I'm okay. I just want you to know. She's like, oh, well, good. And then she called me frantic like several hours later. Steffi, I couldn't get through. Katie Couric says there was an earthquake. I was like, Mom, I fucking told you at goddamn 3 in the morning here that there was an earthquake and I'm fine.
Oh. Were you living here then?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
No, she's on bed.
No, not here. No, not here. I was in Laurel Canyon.
Yeah, but your house
I was
didn't
in Laurel Canyon
up.
Making out with Frances McDormand.
Wonderful.
What?
That was a joke. That's a joke about the movie Laurel Canyon. See, Sean knows. Only Sean gets me.
Sean gets it.
Come on.
Making out with Frances McDormand.
Because she was in the movie making out with her son's girlfriend in the pool in Laurel Canyon.
There you go.
Sean's, you know what? I need a younger. I'm a cougar, really. I need a young dude like Sean
too.
To get
okay,
I need,
the last
I
thing
need,
is a
woman.
Dude.
You
a
know what
woman.
I need? I need a lot of gay guys to come into my house and redesign it and sell it. That's can I get
You're
that?
Trying to sell your house. Let's get this going on.
Yeah.
How do we live in the goddess's house? How do we do it?
Yeah. Well, it's very easy. You just go
to Zwillow.
go to Zwillow. And I'm in my house is in Sherman Oaks and go buy it. Buy the goddess house. You'll love it. There's lots of secret closets. Oh yeah. And
I'm in on a secret closet.
It's like
thing.
A different gay man pop out of every secret closet. Like,
I just
during,
love
you
it.
Should do that. If you did that
which
during the show.
Which one does Joanne Worley come out of?
That would be fantastic. I know Lily. We can set that up. Okay.
Oh,
that set Jamie off.
That triggered Jamie.
Okay,
yeah, Jamie
no,
got
Joanne Worley's not here. It's okay.
No, she's not here. She's not here, girl.
She got a little upset.
Oh, God, Sean, we know which soundbite not to play when Jamie's in here.
Oh, my. We got to be careful.
That was a first.
She's like, I loved laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so what what struck you about, or what struck your television that you threw at it during the State of the Union?
He's talking about, this is.
How about ripping babies from the womb a second before the war?
That was the worst. Like, I would say that was.
Alien, like a.
Yeah, ripping babies from the womb? No. That does not, you know.
Happen.
No. Why didn't that happen when he was born?
A lot of things could happen. It could happen. That does not happen.
No, that
if Judy Noonan says it could not happen.
It could not happen.
Thank you.
No, and by the way, you know, when they do the correct, you know, back check, you know, he was
right.
Wrong.
Fact check, yes. No, he was wrong about everything. Travis, thank you, by the way, for helpfully providing the fact check again to go through with Judy Noonan, but I don't have, I've lost the will to live. Almost every fucking thing he said is a lie. Can we just put it at that? I can't even break down.
What about the one that was following, recapping everything Nancy Pelosi did while she was listening to
this
speech?
She's a boss. She's a boss, man.
But you know what's so great?
Here's my snark face. Here's my fuck you clap.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. But see, this is why it would be so good if they could, you know, impeach him and
Pence.
And, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. then she gets to be.
As we always say, President Pelosi, President Pelosi. Oh, could you do a President Pelosi song? Come on, you know you could.
I love her, I love her, I love her, Nancy. Yeah. I love her, Nancy, she could soon be our President Pelosi, our President Pelosi. Yes, 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 yes. Ah. It could happen. Okay.
Wow. Oh my God, it was punctuated perfectly by a Jamie bark. That was fantastic.
I think Jamie approves of Pelosi.
Jamie likes President Pelosi.
He does.
President Pelosi has been in this house in my living room at my dinner party talking. Yes.
Oh, we love.
I don't know what that is.
That is historical.
Yes.
Don't eat Judy's daughter.
Judy Jr.
Travis brought up a great thing, though, today about just misogyny and how he said, look at how Pelosi's ratings have shot up, and she's all cool now.
Three months ago, she was the boogeyman.
And they've demonized her just like Hillary for so many years. And Travis said, remember when Hillary was all cool at the State Department with the BlackBerry and the sunglasses and the text and the same thing? And you go, guess what? They've always fucking been smart and cool.
Yes,
it's
they
just
have.
Russia and fucking, you know, all these attack ads that suddenly Hillary's evil. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is supposed to have been evil for years. Guess what? I've met both of them. They're really fucking funny and smart and warm and like great.
The entire Republican campaign for House was they're going to go there and be another vote for Nancy Pelosi. They're going to be step in line with Nancy Pelosi when they get there. And it was like, oh, no.
They made Nancy Pelosi creepier than your
I love when
doll, your little Judy.
Judy Jr.
You should be.
She has
Nancy
a name.
Pelosi.
She has a name. It's Judy Jr.
Nancy Pelosi is Chucky Christine. Yeah. Like Chucky fuck Christine the car. And now she's coming to kill you. But in a perfect world, there'd be no Nancy Pelosi.
Oh.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, no. We love him. We love her.
Yeah.
No, we love her. And also, I love Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Oh, I love Kamala Harris, too.
She could do it. She could do it.
It could happen. Are you saying it could happen?
It could happen. I do think she is, in my world, she's the main candidate for the Democrats.
I love her.
Do you have a 2020 wet dream ticket?
The dream ticket.
A 2020 wet dream ticket.
I love her.
Yes.
I don't know who would. I don't know about who.
I'm a Libra, so I'm in love with a lot of choices. I'm in love with.
I love
Beto,
her.
Beto. I'm in love with the.
Sherrod Brown and his gravel
Sherrod
voice.
Sherrod Brown. I love Amy Klobuchar, who's getting in. I love. I love Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker. I love.
Now those two last ones, I love too.
I love Julian Castro. I love. We have to see how it plays out, right?
Kamala Beto. That's.
Oh.
Tell me that's not sex on a stick.
Stacey Abrams. I mean, they're all fantastic.
Or Kamala and Castro.
No, Kamala Castro has a nice
that rolls right off the
residence,
tongue.
Residence,
it does. That's good.
Yeah. You know about rolling off the tongue.
What? What?
It's a lesbian joke.
Oh, pardon. Roll it, roll it, roll it, roll it, roll it, roll it off your tongue and roll it. Hide. Yes. I'm sorry, but
I want my dream now is being Mrs. What are we calling it? Mrs. Senator Stephanie Sinema.
That's nice.
This is hello. I am Mrs. Senator Stephanie Sinema.
You've had too many drinks to be doing that thing with your mouth because it's not working like it usually
does. I'm already spitting on everything.
It doesn't work when so it barely works when you're sober.
It's my second glass of wine. Ish.
It's only 2:35 in the afternoon.
I love it.
I know we did this an hour earlier with Judy and this is but I feel like it's my patriotic duty to drink with Judy.
That's right. Oh, right.
This is earlier than even I would normally drink. But you know what?
I'm gonna
for America. For America.
I'm going to blame it on Chuck Todd. He's on right now. You're drinking for Chuck because of Chuck Todd.
We have Chapped to drink after that so too, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, we have
STFU. We call it the
STFU.
STFU.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Because we would like him to.
Oh, yeah.
Shut the f- up, Donnie.
I like it. Yes. Yeah.
We've never had better use for all of our shut up drops like this one too.
Oh, well,
we got a new one.
Yeah.
Got a new one?
Yeah. Hang on. Here. Oh, hang on. He's getting it.
It's in the wrong box.
He has nimble fingers.
Shut the f*** up. Shut all the way the f*** up until you reach the top of Shut f*** Mountain where there are no more f*** ups to shut.
I love it.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's from the new Grace and Frankie season.
Oh. Oh,
okay. Lily Tomlin, who hung with at my Christmas party. Come on.
Well, you know, I worship her.
Yeah.
Of course.
And Jane Wagner.
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really.
What does that make you when a goddess worships you?
Right?
Oh.
Right.
Oh, she's like a titan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the ones that came before the goddess.
Well, there were some younger female comics that were really kind of worshiping me. It was really
I nice. Know. Yes, they were all twittering
but maybe
about.
Maybe they were twittering everyone, but it was still nice anyway.
They were like,
oh, it's Judy Tenuta.
I think I told you, not when we spoke on the phone yesterday, but when I talked to you last time, I was like, it was like you, Elaine Boozler, Julie Brown.
Yes, Julie Brown was here.
Lily Tomlin.
Yes, we love
it. It was like, these were the women that I grew up watching. Yep. And I'm sure I saw you somewhere. I just didn't realize it was you because you didn't have your own Showtime special.
All right. Well, I did not. I was not a goddess like these goddesses.
But now I work with you and I know how special you are.
I was a nerd in my basement like I am now.
No, this is great.
Do you have a song about the State of the Union and how fucking sucky it was?
Oh, my God. Because
it fucking sucked, didn't it? Wasn't it the worst speech ever?
Oh, my God. Well,
he got lost in the field.
And it's not just that. Just, as usual, bragging about all his accomplishments.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the greatest economy ever.
Yeah.
This is the, you know, which he inherited.
Can we just go through that again? George Bush handed Barack Obama the worst recession in our history, 10% unemployment. Barack Obama handed Donald Trump a 5% unemployment. Yes. This is still Barack Obama's economy. This is just insane. This whole, and he always, obviously distorts the numbers of the economy, everything, right? He always like, oh no, that's not true. He's going from election day when Barack Obama was still president and taking all his great number, whatever.
Excuse me, I know you don't love my baby, but at least my baby is not in a cage. What is going on? This mother trucker fucker. Yeah.
And they don't even know where
they don't know where the babies are now.
Yeah.
They don't know where the babies are or the parents.
Yeah.
The parents. Representative
Schakowsky was on and we were doing a Seinfeld routine like, where are the children? Where are the children?
You know, she was warming up. She actually did that in the committee meeting today.
I know.
And by the way, he's talking about how Mexicans are going to kill us. How about psycho mentally ill, which was the first bill that he passed? Oh, yeah, the mental get to have guns.
How about kids with hats that wear MAGA hats and carry guns?
Yeah.
Kids what?
Kids with MAGA hats carrying guns.
MAGA.
Oh, that's good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I mean, you know.
All right. I just feel like there's a song in you about how sucky this particular State of the Union was.
It's a sad song.
Yeah, it's sad.
He's not my president. He's not your president. But somehow, he did a speech.
That's got a Russian little rhythm going in.
Well,
too.
Why do you think that? Why do you think that's happening? Because he's doing it. He's doing it. He's in with Putin. With Putin. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It's wrong. No. It's wrong. Right. He cannot be our president. And stop your and do your fact check, bitch. Do your fact check, bitch. Malaria would have had a better fact check than him. Just look at Nancy. Nancy had her notes. Nancy had her notes.
She Nancy was had always her notes. Right.
She was always right. We love her. She could be a president.
Yay. Yay. Okay, hooray.
That was
something. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it.
Did you see, by the way, on
I loved it. Non-sarcastic clap. No.
She's giving me the Pelosi meme.
We're giving you a... No, did you see that Comedy Central, The Daily Show, on Tuesday night? They started a Twitter feed, Trump Sniff Count.
Oh, God.
It hit 45.
You have friends here. I have friends here that worked on Apprentice. They're like, he was a drug addict. They had to send runners out to get drugs, like, constantly, and then they had to bring in hookers to calm him down so they could tape. I'm like, why is this, like, everyone's like, what? No.
He is a wildebeest. Yes. I mean, he is, you know, yeah, he eats cheeseburgers in bed. He does all these horrible things. He's obese and all that, but he's not going to die because mean people don't die.
I know, right? Hitler had to fucking kill himself in the bunker.
Dick Cheney will never go.
Oh, my God. Cheney's still alive. Saddam Hussein. Like, it just took forever. I'm like, oh, my God. And all the good people die young.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney's literally living off the heart of younger people right now. Like, right? Like, his heart runs out. They get a young guy.
What is he even doing?
Yeah. Did you see Vice?
Yes, fantastic. I did. Oh, my God.
He's so evil.
That guy.
Christian Bale.
Oh, my God. The guy. I didn't know it was him at first.
They could have named the movie American Psycho again, and it would have been perfect.
No, he was so fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah.
Excuse my language. Yeah. Stop it. There's children here.
No, there's not. No children anywhere. Oh, Sean. Oh. He's 32.
And baby
The creepy child of you. No, puppet child.
But she was a kid.
Right. Is that going
to
be part of the act now?
No.
I thought you were going to reveal that you've like become a ventriloquist.
Oh no.
Oh.
That can't happen.
I mean, now that Waylon Follows and Madam,
a lot of
no
things
longer.
Could happen. That can't happen.
That can't happen because nobody can use my words. So I'm doing them.
Exactly.
These are my words.
Yeah.
I promise. Oh wait, can I talk? I thought. No, I can't do it.
Right.
You saw that.
Okay.
We'll leave that.
All right, despite that you were nominated for a Grammy for an album that had the word butt pirates in it.
Two albums.
Yeah, I understand. I just want to focus on the one that was named. Not in Judy We Trust, but in Goddess We Trust. Pardon
yes.
me.
Yes.
Okay, pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
What about I'm talking about AIDS? And there's Mike Pence sitting behind him who took money from AIDS to give to conversion therapy.
Yes.
Like, what the?
How dare Trump think he's Elizabeth Taylor now? All of a sudden, he's saying, I hate AIDS. No.
I'm going to solve AIDS.
He is trying to get the gays on.
Right. Oh, no, you're exactly right.
He is trying to get the gays on his side.
Yeah.
Does he think they're going to fall for that crock?
No. Well, no, it was like he was checking off boxes because it was like right after he had talked about African-American employment being up to its highest level ever.
Yeah.
And it was right after you talked about women being employed and not getting the irony of any of it because they were all there because of
him. He's counting blowjobs as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. What?
That's his employment act.
Huh?
Whoa.
Yes. What?
No, but it was like he was ticking off boxes trying to say, like, look at all the great things I've done for you. Look at all the great things I'm going to do for you. Look at what I'm going to do for you. He hasn't done shit for anyone.
No.
But himself. Lies pockets.
That's right.
And his kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The kids.
Oh.
Are you a fan of Ivanka?
Oh, Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Yes, Ivanka doesn't speak.
May I speak
much.
For all of us when I say
Buenos dias?
You can't even say it right. Oh my God, that bitch should live in China. Why doesn't she just?
That's
no,
where
no.
she's going to move with all of her patents after they get kicked out of this country.
That's what I'm saying. Then he can't put a tariff on it because if she's there, right, with all her purses.
How would the orange be the new black with Ivanka in it? Don't you feel like Ivanka is also going to probably go to prison? Or maybe she'll be the last one.
One can only hope.
I think he will, if anything, he'll save her. But, you know,
Traitor Tot.
Although if she goes to jail, he could be like, I want conjugal visits.
Ugh. Oh, my God. Okay.
I just think I'm going to barf.
Okay.
What? What'd I say?
No, no, but it's very close to the truth. Yeah. Yeah.
Come sit on daddy's lap.
That could happen.
It could happen.
It could happen.
We know that's the scary part. It really could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we talk about them all ending up in prison? And it's sort of an It Could Happen closing song. Could we do that?
Oh, yeah.
While we're still vaguely sober?
I love it here because, you know, you get to drink at 2 in the
afternoon. It's 2:45 right now.
When Trump's in office, there's always a reason to drink.
And by the way, I might say, Stephanie, thank you, but, you know, Travis was the bartender today.
I know.
Yeah.
Travis is a mixologist, man.
And people actually, like, will ask, like, what are you drinking? How can I make that? I want to drink along.
Yeah.
Oh. Here
you go. I
don't like to drink. I want to drink with everyone.
Yeah.
No, they want to drink along with us. They want to listen at home and drink.
There we go.
Well, I bet they are.
It's an interactive experience.
In Idaho, they're doing it.
You're like, what do I need to survive Donald Trump's residency? I know. I need booze and accordion. Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's get together. Get out your squeeze box. Yeah, you need it to drown that Trump out. Get your squeeze box. Oh, yeah, some liquor. Liquor. Yeah. We need that liquor.
I hardly know her.
What?
No, wait a minute. That
wrong
was
song.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Song.
Go ahead.
No, I like that one. All that was a good lyric. All right. Liquor. She hardly knows her. It doesn't matter. Liquor in the ear. Liquor. It's quicker. Just get there in the rear. Oh,
what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Yeah, you're talking my language.
What is happening?
Well, you know, you told me to go off. So
yeah,
I did.
Go off, man.
I got off. Oh, did I get off?
Yeah, no,
I,
you
I probably
well,
did.
We hope
I'm
you did.
Not really certain, but wow, this has been fun. She put that drink down hard,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry.
That was fantastic.
No, you know what happened? It's because the liquor is working now.
Yeah.
I did not make these that strong.
I know, honey, but you have
She's
to remember.
She's 5 foot two. She's like a fucking little.
I'm like over here like 6'4", 195.
Didn't you enjoy her in Poltergeist? Look at her.
All are welcome.
This house is clean.
No, and believe it or not, I'm taller than my mom was. That's hard
really?
To believe. Yeah, she was 5.
Oh, really? Wow. How tall are your siblings?
Oh no. Well, I have two brothers that are 6 feet.
See,
so it's hard to believe.
Oh, all right. This is why I love your accordion because I grew up dancing to a polka record from my Polish mom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. I did. She used to play this polka record that I loved, and she would teach me how to polka. We were a big-ass bunch of Polacks.
It was really
I mean, it
fun.
Was really it Polacky. There were pierogies, and there were fucking pigs in blankets.
My mom, too, and all my aunts. They'd come over. Jak się masz, dobrze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Well, that's Polish.
All right. See, now we can't even do Polish jokes. I've done Polish jokes on the show, and I've gotten hate letters. I'm like, I'm Polish.
Yeah,
that was a joke
and
about
me, too.
Okay.
Yeah, they got to stop it. No. They've got to stop prejudicing. Oh, God.
You're Polish and Italian, so
I've always
your Polish side was too dumb to kill your Italian side.
No, but,
didn't
you
know
I'm
what?
Polish and Italian, so that means I'm always taking a hit out on myself.
What?
You know, yes.
What?
It's just, oh, my God. Somebody better drive me home.
All right.
No, it'll be okay. It'll
be fine.
It'll be fine.
Let's close with any sort of song you'd like. What's that party song I love? I love all your songs.
Oh, yeah, I do have a song.
Yeah.
I do have a song about that.
Yeah.
The world is going mental. We're getting kind of moody. It's time to listen to me, the goddess Judy.
Because
I'm the queen of love, the princess of romance. Shake it up, Scooby-Doo, and party in your pants. Yeah, party in your pants. Party in your pants. Never has there been such a sassy little dance. You can do it anywhere in any circumstance.
Yeah.
Have yourself a big fat party in your pants.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! I don't know.
Oh, God. All right. We love your
the audience went wild.
We want to touch your organ. Thank you, Judy Tenuta.
Oh,
we love you. How do
Stephanie,
we follow
you
on Twitter?
You.
How do we worship you like the goddess that you are?
Oh, yeah. At Judy Tenuta on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram, Judy Tenuta. And, of course, my website, judytenuta.com. Oh, I forgot to say, I have a Blu-ray coming out. It's the 20th anniversary of my first film, Desperation Boulevard. And it will be on my website, but it will be on Amazon soon.
Make sure to let us know so we can advertise it on Stephanie Miller on our Twitter feed.
Yes, please.
Thank
it's so
you.
Hard to find. So all of the connecting things are Judy Tenuta.
Yes.
And be sure and look for a house on Zillow.
Yeah, yeah. Look for my house.
Yeah, Goddess, please. Goddess Palace. We love you.
Oh! I love you. Oh!
We thought it could happen, and guess what? It did. It happened. Judy fucking Tenuta on the happy hour.